I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her. As the new year is approaching, it's only right that we talk about setting our goals and auditing our year. Sorry that the lighting's weird, but in the car we're filming today because my house is pretty noisy. But if you've been following me for a while, then you know that I always do a monthly audit, which is basically where we look back at what worked and what didn't. I do this for my days, for my weeks, but always for the month. And of course, the new year as the new year approaches. On The Creation of Her, my job is to help you close the gap between who you are now and the woman or person that you were always meant to be. We talk about all things from mindset, glow ups, productivity, consistency, and all of the above in order to do that. So if that sounds like your vibe, then definitely stick around. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and YouTube, and also all other socials. That way I can help you get there. Now let's get straight into it. In order to successfully plan next year, self-awareness is the foundation. And this comes with setting any goals, but especially when planning either your week, your month, or an entire year. So we're going to go through the entire audit so that you can successfully plan your 2026 goals. Auditing is step one, and then it'll make setting your goals way easier. Or if you've already set some goals, you can go back to them and see if it aligns now. And then after, you can make your vision board, your whatever. The main point is to ask yourself what worked this year and what didn't. And in order to do so, it might be helpful to look at every area of your life separately. Now, ideally, I would want you to write this down, but if not, if you're listening, you just can't write right now. Even just pausing and thinking to yourself or saying it out loud will be super helpful in order to think of how you want to plan and how you want to approach next year. So first, tell me this year, what felt the most aligned? What really worked that you did? Whether that's habits, people you were hanging out with, environments you were putting yourself in, routines, mindsets, healing, etc. Where do you really feel aligned, and where did systems really stick? And this can be for all areas of your life. What worked really well as far as friendship goes, as far as work goes, in your nutrition and fitness? And once you get that down, what didn't work this year? What made you feel not so aligned? Whether that's people, whether that's certain habits, whether that's certain routines you found yourself in. Where did you kind of abandon yourself or abandon the plan? What did you say you were going to do, but you did not get to doing it? The biggest thing is making a list between what worked this year and what didn't work. And you can go separately if you'd like through every single area, such as finances, career, health, fitness, romantic relationships, friendship, family, etc. Next, this is just a nice way to reflect, but what were your roses and thorns of the year? Let your roses be your wins or just really nice moments, and let your thorns be your quote unquote losses or things you would change if you could go back. What is worth bringing into the new year? Of everything you've done, habits you've picked up, routines and systems you have developed, people, etc. What do you want to for sure bring into this next year? And then write down what you want to leave behind, or say out loud what you want to leave behind. Make it a point. This way your next year can be intentional. What habits no longer serve you? What people, what situations no longer serve you? This can also be limiting beliefs. What is really helpful and helped you this year or felt good, and what didn't? We want a clear split between them. And lastly, if you could think back in 2025 or this past year, if you could give it a word, what would that word be? Would it be amazing? Would it be growth? Would it be horrible? Would it be draining? Would it be maybe loving? Would it be neutral? What is the word of the year for you? And if you can give a word to this year coming, what you want the dominating word to be for this year, what would that word be? Whether that is growth, whether that's abundance, whether that is luxury, whether that's love, whether that is successful career. What do you want your word of the year to be? This is actually something that they teach a lot in manifesting and just intention setting. And it's really powerful. Especially if you make a vision board, you can put this word at like the center of your vision board for 2026. I want you to look back at last year, this past year, and ask yourself what emotions dominated the year. What did you feel the most? Were you happy most days? Did you feel drained a lot? Did you ever get burnt out a lot? Did you feel really strong this year? Did you feel really present this year? What were the main emotions of the year? And now this is really important. What emotions do you want to dominate this next year? What do you want to feel most of the time this next year coming? And when you get these emotions in check, I need you to make sure that all of the goals that you're setting are going back to these core feelings that you want to feel. Because all of our desires at the end of the day are tied to a feeling or a certain intention. Usually it's to feel good, to feel appreciated, to feel loved, etc., to feel accepted, whatever the case. So make sure when you do set your goals, you remember the feelings that you want for this year and make sure they're all tied to one or more of those feelings. And the way that you can know if your goals are aligned with the emotions you want to feel is the why method. So the why method is something I've been doing since a kid. It's basically where you have a certain goal or thought or whatever the case, and you ask yourself why until you get to the root of what that desire actually is for. I will give you an example to make it super clear. So basically, let's say this girl named Jessica tells me that she wants a promotion. I personally, seeing things the way I see them, know that there is a deeper reason why Jessica wants the promotion. She doesn't just want the promotion because she wants it. So I'm going to ask her why until I get to the root of why she wants this promotion, and therefore the thing that she really should focus on. So I ask her, why do you want this promotion at work? And she says, well, I want this promotion so that I can have more money. And I ask her, why do you want more money, right? Because she doesn't want just more money just so it can sit in the bank and for her to do nothing with it. So I ask her, why do you want more money? And she tells me, well, I want more money so that I can buy a new house. And I ask her, why do you want to buy a new house? And she tells me, well, it's always been me, my mom, and my sister's dream to buy a house on the lake and live there happily together. So what she really wants is not the promotion, but she wants to live by the lake with her mom and her sister like they always dreamed of. And that will help bring in more love and good feelings into her life. So basically, for every single goal you have, you ask yourself why until you get to the actual root and feeling as to why you want that goal. And make sure that those feelings are aligned, because sometimes we can have goals that are only because we want to be accepted by society or whatever the case. Now, lastly, looking back at last year and where you are right now, it's important to look back at the patterns that shaped your outcomes, not necessarily the goals themselves. And look at the patterns that actually helped you reach certain goals or patterns that diminished that and did not let you follow through with what you said you were going to do. Whether that is your morning and your night routines, your sleep patterns, your nutrition, your movement, procrastination, phone habits, work rhythm, rest / life boundaries. What habits gave you the best ROI, return on investment, and what habits drained you the most? This is where you can keep, you can improve, you can remove, or you can add. So that way you know what habits you want to implement or remove for this new year coming, because at the end of the day, your results are going to stem from your habits. If you want to plan your entire next year or just have an amazing organization system starting now and for the year coming, my entire life notion is linked down below in my Stand Store link. That's where you can plan out all of your quarters of the year. There's a section there to goal set. There's a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly planner, journal prompts, all that stuff. You can time block on there. There's a habit tracker on there, which is going to be really important for the new year. So if you like to plan digitally and you want everything in one place, hyper organized, you can get that in my Stand Store link. It's what I personally use and I love it. And I know a lot of you guys do too. And of course, like always, I offer one-to-one life coaching. That can be for life transformation, anything you want. We can personalize your program, but I also specialize in helping people find their purpose and helping them cater their lives so that they can wake up feeling fulfilled and live fulfilling lives. I work one-to-one with you to help you find the habits and routines that align with your goals. And since we're working together, I also hold you accountable. So if that's something that you want for the new year and you think it'll help you a lot so that you can have a successful year, that is a tool that is currently available for you right now. So you can sign up using my Stand Store link, which is also down below or in the show notes, and there will be a waitlist there, but that's just for me to get more information about you so that I can reach out and then we can have our first free consultation call. If this episode helped you, definitely make sure to like it, follow or subscribe so you can obviously hear more from me every single week. And if you think this audit would be helpful to somebody else that you know so that they can successfully plan for the new year, definitely spread the love and make sure to share it. Now you can revisit the goals you made for 2026 or finally set your 2026 goals with clarity, and so can anyone else that you send this to. This one is a bit shorter because it takes more action on your end. Good luck, and that's all for this episode. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.